Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr for another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast. Today what we're going to talk about is, again, we love talking about content, but it's going to be more specific. We're going to talk about, are you a content creator or a documenter? Why does it matter? What does that even mean? And so, hey Dave, before we jump into it, how's it going?
Oh, I was going to go get a beer because this one's mostly you.
All right. Well, I'll start.
I'm going to be the peanut gallery chiming in, but this is all you, sir.
All right. Well, I'll start us off and we'll get into this one. But the reason that I wanted to get into this specific one is I'm going to be speaking on this. Actually, the first keynote ever that I'm doing is going to be at the Swivel Conference. Yes, thank you. Our golf clap. But it is at the Swivel Conference in Bend, Oregon. And if you've never been to Bend or if you've never been to that conference, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It is a very intimate conference. There's, you know, not a ton of people that go to it, but it's great because it attracts really big name speakers. Not that I'm one of them, but other big name speakers. And Bend is just gorgeous and it's beautiful. And so highly recommend going out to it. But I had the opportunity to keynote and I was thinking about, well, what can I share in a keynote session? Because it's a little bit intimidating. And so I was sharing a bunch of content that I was doing with a friend of mine, another bearded friend, Damon Gutenauer. And basically he was telling me how much he loved it. And he's like, dude, that you're straight documenting content right there. And I never thought about it that way before until he said that. And I realized, okay, you're right. And so what it is, the content that I was showing him and what I was doing was I had been tasked with, for my company, because I have a 3D printer, and so some people that were in charge of some swag that we were supposed to get in time for a big Google event we had wasn't going to happen. And so basically with about a 3 to 4 day head time or lead time to be able to get this done, I was told, hey, I need you to print up 100 of these fidget spinners or whatever it might be, you know, for us on your 3D printer so we could take to this Google event. And I didn't get any other direction than that. And so I had to think about, okay, well, do these want to be Avalanche branded ones? You know, do they want, you know, what can I do? So I tried. And again, I got my, this is where it gets pretty fun. I got my 14-year-old involved because he's the one that has mastered the 3D printer. He knows the Tinkercad program. He knows the MakerBot system. He knows the Thingiverse where you go and get your files and your shared common creative file type thing. Anyway, he knows all that. And so I went to him and I said, basically, all right, dude, we've been given a task. You know, let's create these fidget spinners. And so, you know, with the bearings and all that. And so eventually I figured out that was going to take too long to print. And so we came up with these other kind of spinners. These are more like gyroscope things. And we'll drop some links on them and some pictures in the podcast episode so you can see what I'm talking about. But basically I said, all right, let's create these, something like this. And so he found the file and he modified it. He didn't even have a picture of our logo and so that he could make work, and so the Avalanche logo. So he basically just kind of drew it with hand in the Tinker, you know, CAD program. And so he started this whole process. He took it on and I said, hey, you know, help me out and I'll pay you. And but he took it on like a champ and he decided that, hey, I'm going to do this. And he took a design that he found on Thingiverse and he modified it. And he put our logo on it, and he basically, like, just handled it. And so we started printing a bunch of prototypes. I started taking pictures of it, and I started just, like, teasing people just to see, you know, what they thought about it. And I started putting it on Twitter and Instagram and different places. And when I instantly had, like, all my industry folks tell me, that's bad, that's awesome, like, I want that, or, like, dude, what do I do to get one of those, you know? I realized right then and there that I was onto something. And so, like, it was an immediate flood of people just hitting me up, you know, instant message, text, whatever, like, what can I do to get one of those? And so my initial goal, you know, what we were first told was 80 of them. And so you have to understand, you know, like the 3D printing, I don't have a big one. And so we started printing them, and it takes about a little over 3 hours to print four of them. And so you can imagine, do the math. Anyway, long story short, it, you know, the day we were leaving, that I needed to go to the event, like minutes before I needed to leave the house, like the last four printed off. And literally my son, he was setting alarms. He would be getting up at like, you know, 1 a.m, 4 a.m, like he set alarms so he could like restart this process. And like I said, within a matter of minutes before us leaving, we actually had 100 of them printed, which that ended up being the next goal was 100 of them, and all different colors, and ended up being a huge hit. And I'll get more into that in a second. But during the whole process, what I did was I said, hey, you know, this is going to be fun to take pictures. Like, we could probably use this content in a lot of places. You know, I did boomerang videos of it. I did regular videos. I did slow-mo videos. I even did a GoPro time-lapse video of the whole process. Basically, it showed the whole four of them being printed, and it took about, you know, obviously the 3 hours of video, but the time-lapse, it took it down to 17 seconds. So you're watching the whole process of creating one of these spinners in 17 seconds, and it made it really fun to watch. Well, fast forward, we're doing this. We have it for an event at Google. Luckily, Avalanche Media is a Google Premier partner, and we're, you know, this means we're in the top 2% of all agencies that are out there, you know, based on client retention with PPC. You know, there's lots of factors, but long story short, you know, they invited us out to have an Avalanche Day. And so that's what these spinners were created for. We invited current customers, potential customers, anyone that we had worked with in the past that we were hoping to maybe solidify as a client. We brought them out there. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was pretty amazing to see. You know, I took these spinners to one of the meetings that we had before this event. And the big CEO of this one company that we're working with, you know, loved them, could not wait to take it home and show her kids. And she's like, no, I'm not giving it to my kids. I'm keeping this for myself. So I gave her another one so she could give to the kids. But the rest of them we saved for the event. But it's funny because like that, and after that, you know, after that little, what went down there, we started working a lot more with that client, and they started offering us more. And it was just interesting how something like a simple gesture and a story of, hey, my 14-year-old took this project on. He designed this himself. You know, he figured out, he modified a design, and he took it upon himself to print this out and make it happen. And I basically, you know, have content of that whole process. And that's what my friend, you know, Damon, he was saying, you guys straight up documented that content. And so that's really what I'm going to get into and share a lot more of that process at, you know, at the keynote. But in the process of all this, one of the things, one of our clients, I didn't know this, but one of our, at the time, I knew the main client, but I didn't know one of their companies was Tinkercad. And so then they heard this story, and they want to come to the house and record Daniel, my son. They want to record him, you know, tell him what he did and just the whole process, and, you know, make some content out of it as well, and extend that documenting of content, if you will. And so what I've done now is I've created content for our client, but I've created content for us because all of this, all these spinners had the Avalanche logo on it. Everyone I talked to heard the story. They've shared it on social media. They, you know, it's going to be continued to be shared in the form of, you know, when Tinkercad does this video. And so the whole process into it and building it up and getting it has already led to more jobs for my son. In fact, he's working on a job right now. A friend of mine paid him $100 to print 20 of them up. And anyway, it's just things like that the documenting of this content, so to speak, you know, brought to fruition, if you will. And so that's why when I started this podcast, I asked the question, are you a content creator or a content documenter, and what's the difference? Why does it matter? And it's fine to create content. I get that. But a true content documenter, you know, if you could take this whole story, this whole process, and you could figure out many different ways to use it into your marketing, you know, you could create videos, you create social assets, you create all of the, you know, all the stuff that I talked about it, that's powerful. And that's where the documenting versus the content creating comes into play. And hopefully Dave's got his beer and he's feeling good by now. But I'm going to kind of transition it to Dave and see if he has any thoughts about that whole process of what I just talked about. But that really is helping you guys understand, at least what I'm hoping, helping you guys understand where we're going with this whole content creator versus documenter.
And I think a lot of companies and businesses can and should do that, something like that. So, landscape design company.
Oh, yeah.
Show the before and after, but everything in between. You know, if you're a house builder or a deck builder, or even if you're an HVAC person, show the before. Show, you know, the burnt out, you know, capture some images of what the leak looked like, where it was, document it, and, you know, you can create this long post about, you know, how to, the signs of, you know, a leak in a water heater or something, and document what it is, and document the process of, you know, changing it out, and what it takes, and, you know, so when people go, why does it take 2 hours, or why does it take 3 hours, if you're a mechanic or some sort of artist, document the process and say, okay, here's 1 hour in, here's 2 hours in, here's 3 hours in, here's 4 hours in.
And that creates some amazing value.
And it'll also explain to people what you're doing, how you did it. So many times, like in the house we're in, I don't like some of the stuff in the yard. Every time I go around looking at different companies that do landscape, or landscape architecture, landscape design, I don't see anything. Like, I'd almost be better off going to Pinterest, which is really sad, and just finding stuff and saying, and then printing it out so that when I do find someone that I decide to go with, I'm just going to go, here, your website stinks. I don't know what you guys do, but can you do this stuff?
Right. Well,
yes. Okay. Well, why isn't that on your website, by the way? Also, you know, do you have any photos? Can I see any work you've done?
And when you talk about that, it reminded me of this example I've used before in a podcast of my garbage guy, you know, because that guy, he does document his content. You know, it's, when you talk about the before and after, here's what this house that was a hoarder lived in to how it looks after. But he also does all the random fun things in between, things that he finds. You know, he'll take a picture with some random piece of furniture that you didn't even know exists that will haunt you for the rest of your life or make you laugh or whatever it might be. But, like, he documents that and he shares that whole process. And, you know, okay, well, you know, this first picture before he posted, you know, that was 3 hours ago, and he's posting the after. Wow, that took that long to do it. But in between, he posted all this other fun stuff. And, you know, like, that's great. And it's actually ended up being another revenue stream, because sometimes he'll come across stuff. People just want him. They pay him to come and remove all this. So once they pay him to come and remove it, that stuff becomes his. And so some man's trash is another person's treasure. And he'll even have people that are offering him, because he's documenting this content, he'll be like, hey, don't throw away that chair. I want it. I want to restore it or whatever. And they'll buy it from him. Double dipping.
I mean, restaurants, you know, show us the process for your weekly special. You know, show us the creative process of what dishes didn't make it. And, you know, here's what we were going to make, but we decided to go with this one. You know, do you guys want to, you know, I don't even know what show it is, or you can, you know, if enough people vote, we'll bring it back for the following week.
Oh, yeah.
like, whatever it is with the island. Not Lost. I forget what it is.
Oh, Survivor.
what is it?
Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor. Yeah, I think if you get enough votes, or, you know, there's The Voice or something like that also has something similar, where if we get enough votes, you might, you know, you can sneak back in. And use it for social content, you know, document everything. and try to come up with different ways to, you know, show off your business. If you're a manufacturer, you know, show the process. I saw something recently, Goose Island, yes, it was beer, was showing, like, they did a really quick Instagram of, you know, here's the malt, you know, here was some of the other stuff that we're putting in the water. And they did like a quick little 10-second kind of, you know, boom, 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 here's all the ingredients. And then, oh, look, here's the beer. It's, you know, it's on the way to you.
Yeah.
Really quick documentation version of it. But again, they showed, you know, exactly what's going into the beer and that it's being made, you know, right now for just for me.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, you've kind of turned yourself into a document contenter with, or a content documenter with this whole beer thing, because you even have me, like, anytime I go anywhere and I see, like, interesting brew names or whatever, like, there's a big brewery that just opened up near my house, and I'm like, hey, Dave, look, woohoo, another reason for you to come and visit. But, like, you've turned yourself into it as well.
Yeah. And I actually just started following someone that is traveling to all of the bars in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And she has an Instagram, and it's Chicago Bars or Bars of Chicago. It's the Instagram account. And she rides her bike, and she takes the train, and she documents, and she literally goes and has one beer in each bar and documents the bar and writes an Instagram post about it.
Dude,
and she's creating... She could turn that into a book one day.
Dude, that,
I mean, probably
that,
is.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, that ebook at the very least, like, I was thinking that's something that if I'm going to go, especially if I'm a drinker, if I'm Dave and I love beer like you do, I know that I'm going to, like, if I'm going to a town like Chicago, I mean, I know you live there, but just say that I'm visiting, I'm going to look at that and I might follow her account and be like, that is a really cool bar. I like that scene. I like the vibe. You know, I can see so much value in that. That's huge. And that is a perfect example of documenting content versus just creating it.
And I have another friend who has now reviewed 1,000 restaurants in Chicago.
Whoa.
And he has a website that he's built and he's rebuilt it. And the new one is mobile friendly and everything. And if you want to know the best Mexican in Chicago, I mean, he's been to 1,000 places from the northernish suburbs all the way down, but I don't even think those make it. I think it's only if it's in, like, the address is Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
And he's now reviewed 1,000 places.
That's crazy.
But he documents, he takes a photo, and he has this strict review. I'm sure Yelp would wish he would move them all over, but, you know, he's got all this content that he's just documented over the years.
Well,
and you don't have to go, oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, but I mean, it's you bring up a good point with whatever you said. I bet you Yelp wishes that they would use it, you, or put the reviews over there more. Well, but that's just the forward thinking of, hey, look, you know, that's just going to benefit Yelp. That's just, you know, content creation or whatever. But you're documenting this content and you're using it for you. You're building up you, your brand, your story. That's where we're going with this whole thing. And you know, that's why I'm excited to talk about this. Like, that's why I don't think that this keynote is going to, you know, be too intimidating for me, because I'm going to be able to get up there and just talk about something that I am, like, super passionate about and love. So
it usually makes it easier.
Right on. Well, anything else to wrap this up with, Dave?
No, I think... And I know we talk about photography a lot, but I mean, just using your cell phone, you don't, you know, or going and buying a $50, $100 basic kind of Canon, Nikon, it makes me feel dirty saying Nikon, you know, Olympia, Alexia, whatever kind of camera you want, or just using your cell phone.
Well, and this is perfect timing too, actually, because I got the blog post idea from you a while back on, you know, documenting the content, or, you know, just being able to create content with the palm of your hand and just your everyday stuff. And we actually finally are going live with the blog post. And so we'll be able to drop it on this episode. We'll put the link in there for you guys. But yeah, that's great. Well, I appreciate you guys sticking with us for this session, for this episode. And so again, you know, this is you know, kind of dedicated to the Swivel Now conference, because we're both going to be there in Bend, Oregon. That's it's going to be at the beginning of October. We'll drop information for the conference and where people can register if you do want to show up there. But or if you're listening to us in the, you know, you're close to the Bend, Oregon area, then make sure you come and chat with Dave and I and tell us that you heard us on the podcast and you know, tell us how awesome we are or how horrible we are. But anyway.
Good and bad. Yes. Tell us the good and bad, please.
But for Dave Rohr, I'm Matt Siltala, Northside Metrics and Avalanche Media. Sponsor this this podcast, but we're grateful that you take the time and listen to the Business of Digital podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, all.